Good morning, everyone. Well, here's a bold statement to start your day off with. Dead men don't sin. That's quite a statement. But freedom for you and I begins and ends at the cross of Christ. At Calvary, the penalty for our sin was dealt with once and for all. It was there that Christ was punished on our behalf so that we could be free of sin's debt. That's a great thought. But something else took place at the cross that equally affects our freedom. Not only was the penalty of sin dealt with on that amazing day, but the power of sin as well. Christ's death and resurrection marked the end of sin's power to control you and I as believers. And just as sin could not control the Son of God, so it is powerless to those who've been placed into Christ by faith. Isn't that an awesome thought today? It is powerless. Oh, hallelujah. Sin's control over us is powerless. Cannot control those of us who have placed our faith into Christ Jesus. God did not intend for you and I to continue as slaves to sin. The message of the cross is freedom from sin, both its penalty and its power. And when we get tempted, we can turn around and we can resist the devil and we can tell him to flee in Jesus' name. God wants you and I to realize we are different. We're dead to sin, and dead people are free from the power of sin. What will you choose to believe today? For in Romans 6 and verse 7, it says, "For he who has died has been freed from sin." We have been freed from the penalty and freed from the power of sin today. Oh, may that cause you to rejoice, for that's a truth. And in 1 Corinthians 1, 6, 8, it says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Well, I hope that little word encourages you this morning. Dead men don't sin, and we are dead in Christ Jesus. Have a wonderful day, because if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, according to John 8 and verse 36. God bless.